But they called from Stephen Long, a company from New York, sent a man down here, the name of Louis. In Spot, Tennessee, was born over here. There's still a store there, a little community there, and they used to have a post office at Spot. Mm-hmm. Used to be a school at Spot. But Spot's no more now on more than just a store, Puget Stores. Well, this they started there, they put a big mill in there, a band mill, to build a railroad or a dummy line to haul the timber on. And they run there till 1912. Well, this country in here at that, and then during this period of that town, they built a right smart size mill village in there, you see, around Spot. And they had to haul all this timber to Nuna, Tennessee. It was shipping point with Nuna. And the way that old Spot got its name, went to the Hermitage Hotel in Nashville to stay all night. He had to register, and when he went to register, he told him to put his post office down. So he didn't have no post office over there, and he was on the Spot, so he just wrote Spot on that register. So it was called Spot. He come back and told him what to down, and that's what they called Spot, Tennessee. And it used to be a post office in Spot, Tennessee. And it was for a long time there. They had the post office over at old Spot. But it's no more than that. You see, these mill villages sprung up. At one time, there was 26 families up here in one holler, right back up here. They run a big mill in there and cut it out. And when the mills run in here, that's when our school jumped up to 80 pupils down here. At one time, our White House school, there was 80 children going down here to school. And they had to build a two-room, had a two-room school. When it was first originally built, it was just a 24 by 36 building, you know. The White House was originally built. Then they built a extra room on to it, you see, to take care of them. The older students, the more advanced students, had to go out and turn them out in hot weather, and they'd go out in the shade, you see, and study their lessons and come in and have their lessons inside. They got become crowded, you know, and they'd turn the Lutlums loose in, let them go out and play. And they put up with that. That only lasted about 2 years. And then they gradually, you see, they kept moving on out, and they cut it back down to about 35, 40 pupils there in the later year. And then they come on down to, I don't know, about between 25 and 30. And gradually, they just kept cutting on down until it did it done away with the White House school. It just disappeared, you see. Well, fact of business, I guess I could be blamed for it, because I told the superintendent and commissioner that if we didn't get a better school going down there than what we had, I was going to send my kids on out to Pinewood or Nunley one. That it got to where they just weren't having no school to the advantage of the children. So eventually that's what I did. Put them on the bus and sent them to Pinewood, and some of them went to Nunley, and at least to junior high school, and other kids went to Pinewood school. Now then, the Pinewood school is gone, and the more Pinewood school. But the Nunna school, they still have a school there up to the 8th grade, the just small children. See, they ride buses to Nunna and then go on to some of the other children do. So I think they'll finally do away with the Nunna school when they get the new high school built up there at Centerville. I think they'll finally do away with it. But the education back around the turn of the century, before then through here, it was scattered. Now, we had the Spot school, and they had the old furnace school, and they had a two-story log house down there at the old furnace, and they had masons, had their mason hall upstairs, and they taught school downstairs. And my wife went to school in that old log schoolhouse down there. But then in 1915, 16 there, they got quite a bit of public work going in there, timber work, and they built a new school down there, a new schoolhouse, and built a very good school to be out in the country. So it continued on till they're done away with the White House, the Spot, and the old furnace school, all three of them. They went out, put them up, sold them to public auction. And that wound up the rural schools here in this area, in all of this valley here. And now you see, we don't even have, see, they had a junior high school at Olney for a few short times.